So for the next few moments, let's consider the poor predicament of the United States Postal Service. It's facing dire times, predicting it will lose $238 billion over the next 10 years. Yesterday, they cried out, proposing some changes that could save them, including having no deliveries on Saturday. Ed O'Keefe joins us now. He's the author of the Federal Eye blog on the Washington Post and a federal government reporter. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning.
So you really have to be sympathetic to the Postal Service. It's a government agency, but it's not tax supported. And so the federal government dictates its service, but it can't really affect its revenues. And in an internet environment, the Postal Service is looking at declining revenues. What's a mailman to do?
Well, the Postmaster General and his aides have proposed that they cut Saturday service. He wants more flexibility to raise prices beyond the rate of inflation, which, as you said, Congress doesn't let them do right now. Their hands are tied on that. They want to be able eventually to close up to as many as 10,000 post offices across the country and move a lot of those postal services and products into nearby supermarkets or coffee shops or office depots.
Turn them into sort of ATM-style services, right?
Not only just ATM, but also you may see supermarket or office depot employees actually sort of acting as postal clerks in some cases.
This really struck a chord with some of our listeners. Listen to what one listener asked about what this would mean if the Postal Service got rid of Saturday delivery.
This is John in Denver. I don't have any problem with the post office cutting back to 5 days a week. But my question is, does that mean that that's less junk mail I will get? Gosh, 70% of my mail is junk mail, and there's a lot of it.
So is junk mail a good thing for the Postal Service? It's bad there for John living out there in Denver.
There would be more junk mail
online.
And the reason is that currently there's a pretty decent level of first-class mail, but the projections are that people will send less of it, and you'll see more standard mail, which is another way of saying sort of junk mail that advertisers and retailers and whatnot send to your home. But the way the Postal Service sees it, mail is mail is mail. And as long as people are sending it, they're happy, no matter what kind of mail it is.
Ed O'Keefe, is there any internet business for the post office to get involved in to try to evolve them out of this predicament?
There is an option that they're going to explore a little further. In Europe, they have what's called hybrid mail products, where some of your mail is delivered via email in a very limited way. And the Postmaster General said they will seriously look at it, but it's a double-edged sword, because if you start to deliver too much of it that way, you're going to cut volume and revenue even further. At the same time, he said that it seems as if there is a way for them to provide some of that, and they've got to explore it.
And $3 billion savings if they cut Saturday delivery, is that the idea?
Roughly. I mean, you're going to keep the postal trucks from running, you're going to save on gas, you're going to save on staffing. The problem is the two major labor unions that represent postal workers don't like the idea.
Indeed.
And they want them to explore other options. And there are lawmakers up on Capitol Hill who certainly don't want to rubber stamp this either.
All right, Ed O'Keefe, author of the Federal Eye blog on the Washington Post and a federal government reporter. Thanks so much.
Anytime.
The mail never stops. It just keeps coming and coming and coming. There's never a let-up. It's relentless. Every day it piles up more and more and more, and you've got to get it out. And the more you get out, the more it keeps coming in. And then the barcode reader breaks, and the public is clearing out.